vacant.
Now online.
It's now being transferred. Torreway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Tes Kislev, Hey Chanukah, the 15th of December, Harav Yehuda Baruch Lieberman Shlita, and Yona de Yoima.
Halich Ligi Chanukah. I'd like to start with a famous Kasha and Teretz, and see whether the Teretz really is enough to resolve the difficulty. We have to go a little further. The famous kasha the Gemara asks is the fact that on Chanukah we know there are two inyonim. We have the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, which is Pirsumei Nisa, and it reminds us of the Nes Hashemim. The Gemara on Shabbos, the Chafalach on the base is very clear, my Chanukah, and the Gemara tells us that the Chafi Kislev, in the Chanukah, Tmanyin, and the Mitzvah, and the Zanus, and the Sheikh, Yevonim, and the Hechel. The Yevonim came into the Hechel. Timu Kalashmanim Sheva Hechel, the Matam of all the oils in the Hechel. We'll get back to that. Ushigovra Mountains based Kashmanim, Hinskam, both Kubulai, Motsu, Ella, Pach, Hechel, Shemin, Shem, Munat, the Kisamshim, and Godel. They found only the one flask of oil that was sealed with the signet of the Kohen Gadol. And there was only enough for one day. And we had this remarkable miracle that instead of lasting for just one day, the oil burned for eight. The Shona Acheres, the next year, they made a yomtov with Halel and Hoidah. Now, this Gemara finishes there, and that's the end of the story. There's no mention of the wars, no mention of the challenges that we faced when we were attacked by the Greeks. Nothing of the whole Nes HaMelchama is mentioned in this Gemara. All there is the Nes HaShemet. On the other hand, it comes to Al HaNesim, and there, everything's about Melchama. Al HaNesim, Al Gurus, Al Chuz, Bimei Matzio Ben Yechonom, and Omdane Malchus Yovan Horoshah, Rabbin Biad Matim Tmim Biad Tahirim, and we say, Ribonishim, Ravtes, Rivom Tantes, Dinom Lokamtes, Nikmosom. They were in such dire straits, under such pressure from the Greeks. It was such a tzara. And you, Ribbono Shel Olam, stepped in and helped us. You helped Klal Yisrael. But there's no mention of the menorah. Not only is not mentioned, it's omitted. Because at the end of the story, it says, and you expect, you've already mentioned that, Lokasanius. And then, wasn't enough oil and lasted 8 days? Nothing. The Kovash Moines Mechanical. It's like stark. You talk about coming to this Mikdash, talk about lighting the Neiris, but you just don't mention the fact that it wasn't so simple, the Idliku Neiris Mechatrius Kachacho, because there wasn't enough oil and nothing. So in the Gemara, there's only a mention of Nes HaShemen and no reference to the Nes HaMelchama, and in Al HaNisim, we only talk about the Melchomas, and we don't refer to the Nes of the Shemen at all. The Teretz given is fantastic Teretz. It's taka two avoidas on Chanukah. One avoida is the Indian of Pirsumei Nisa, which refers to recognizing the fact that Rabbeinu Shem does Nisim. And Nes, in this context, refers to the Nes Nigla. A Nes Nigla is where the Rabbeinu Shem actually changes the varying laws of nature and not just manipulates the laws of nature. As much as the battle was a milchama, the milchama was a miracle, it was a nes nista, because none of the Greek soldiers just evaporated. Every soldier who died for because of a natural cause. Either they were shot by an arrow, they were hit by a sword, they were trampled maybe by one of their own men possibly, but at the end of the day they died through natural causes. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam who manipulated that and allowed us a small handful of 13 people to overcome such a great army. But physically, there was no point at which you could look at and say, well, hey, that can't be. That doesn't make sense. There's nowhere in the laws of nature that could possibly happen. That's the Nes HaMelchama. It's a Nes Nista, not a Nes Nigla. Pirsumei Nisa is about a Nes Nigla. That's the suggestion. And that's why, in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, Mai Chanukah, where's the Gemara? Where is this Gemara? It's not in the middle of Hilchas Chanukah, because there's no Hilchas Chanukah. It's the middle of Perek Bamim Adlikin, Well, there's been a reference to the halachas of Adlochas Neiros of Shabbos. And in that context, we compared and we contrasted Neiros Shabbos with Neiros Chanukah. And the Gemara says, Samai Chanukah. Where does this Ness, what Ness was it that brought to the Adlochas Neiros Chanukah? That's the Gemara that's talking about the halachas of Neiros Chanukah. Why do you like Neiros Chanukah? Because of a Ness Nigla. What was the Ness Nigla? The oil lasted for 8 days. You wouldn't necessarily be misakin a mitzvah to remind you of an es nista. But when it comes to halal vohidor, comes to our gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shem is for saving us. The fact that we were in trouble and he stepped in and Rav Tos Rivon, Dan Tos Dinon, Rakam Tos Nigmosom, he stood up for us and he got rid of the Yevonim. But when it comes to the Nes HaShemen, as Maral points out, the fact that he did a miracle wasn't practically for our benefit. Didn't give us anything we didn't have before, except for the mitzvah. There's less halal voidah. It's kivyochel, the Rebbeinu Shem helping us do what he's revealed as his rotzen. We're doing a mitzvah, the Rebbeinu Shem helps us. There's less of a sugya of halal voidah, and therefore in Moedim, and in Noedim Benchi, when we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shem, and we want to add extra expressions of thanks because of the Yontif, because the Rebbeinu Shem did tovus to us, he helped us. Our Hakoras HaTov relates to the Nes HaMolchama more than to Nes HaShemen, and that's why there's a focus in Aranisim on the Nes HaMolchama. The Gemara that's talking about the Maisa Mitzvah, Adlokas HaNeiros, only refers to the Nes HaShemen. It's a nice teretz. The question is it the full answer? When one opens a Rambam, you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, it's not clear, and it's not mashma that this is the right pshat. Because if this was so, the Rambam would bring the difficulties and the challenges that Klal Yisrael had under the Yevamim. Tell us how the Rebbeinu Shem saved us, and then say, because of that, there's a mitzvah of halal vohidor. Then the Rambam should say, and there was also a remarkable miracle that took place with the oil, and because of that, we have the Nes HaShemen. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam puts them all together. Both together, mixes them together. There's the Esek of Hatzalav Klal Yisrael, Hatzalav Chalav. Then he goes on to the Yeshua and the Nes HaShemen put in together with the Halal Voidah. It sounds like they're connected. But if that's not good enough for Raya, there's a Nerudig Raya, the Ramesh Shapira book, from this Gemara itself. What does the Gemara say? We're talking about the Nes of Chanukah. We're talking about why we light Neiros. Right? In the context of this Gemara, we've just spoken about Kof Sozokoklo, Kof Sein Sozokoklo, and then we ask, my Chanukah, Aleza Nes Kavua, says Rashi. What was the Nes that brought us to Hadlokas HaNeiros? And what's the Gemara's answer? Well, just the story of the Nes HaShemen. But the Gemara doesn't follow that by saying, and therefore, Vidliku Mimenu Shmoinas Yomim. And because of that, because it lasted for 8 days, you'd expect the Gemara to say, there were masakin a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros. Nishto shteit. Lashon acheres kovum, ve'asom, yomim tovim, behalel v'hoidor. Full stop. That's it. It's yomim of halel v'hoidor. That's not the point. We're talking about the mitzvah. It sounds like the Gemara is saying, somehow the two are linked. You want to know why do we have Neiros Chanukah? Because there's 8 days of halal vohidah. Now, that doesn't quite seem to fit. In Aneiros HaLalu, we say the same thing. Aneiros HaLalu, Naron Madlikim. Alanisim HaLalu, Vayishu, Shasiz, Lalu, Sidney. It sounds like we're talking about the Milchamas as well. A reference to the Milchamas. So we can't split between them and make this nice, clean separation. That the Nes HaShemen led to the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros. And the Nes HaMilchama led to Alanisim. There is an interaction between them, to the extent that it seems from the Gemara that in order to get to the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros, Yomim Shel Halal Voidah. What does that mean? So to understand that, let's have a look at the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, the Etzem HaMitzvah, the meaning of the mitzvah itself, and then back to the Diktuk Loshon HaGemara, and we'll see the specific space in the Beis HaMikdash that this relates to. And that will open a fascinating concept in Keichas HaNefesh of a person. Just the Neiros Chanukah themselves. If you stop a kid, nice, from kid in the street, and you ask him, so why do we light the Neiros? I'll say, to remember the Ness. Which is, how do I remember the Ness when I see the Neiros? And I'll tell you very simple. Because on the first night, we only light one. Second night, it's two. And then it goes up, three, four, five, six, seven. On the eighth night, you're going to see eight nights, and you're going to realize that it was that one little flask of oil that burnt for 8 days. Nice pshat. It's a nice pshat, but it's not the right pshat, is it? Because that's fine in Beis Hillel, who say that you go up. What did Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai hold that the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah goes the other way around. The first night was eight Neiros, then was seven, then was six, then was five, then he went down. So how does that express the ness of the Shemen continuing? You're going to tell me the first day you have the biggest Todah because you realize there was eight, but then why would it go down? But it's much more than that. You don't need to get to Beis Shammai. Halacha l'maisa, right? We know that there's a mahadrin, mina mahadrin that we all do. Everybody lights eight neiros. But min hadin, ner ish obeisim. Min hadin, your yotzer, lechatzchila, it's not mahadrin, but lechatzchila, a person's yotzer, we're lighting one ner every night, one ner for the whole household. How does that one ner tell you about the ness of the menorah? And the chayr of the teretz is that the mashmos of this ner is that it has its own significance and it represents ner. That's what it is. There's a ner. What is ner? In the Beis Hamikdash, there was an avodah called Hadlokas HaNeiros. Now, if your child asks you, why do you light Neiros in the Beis Hamikdash? You don't say, well, Neiros in the Beis Hamikdash to commemorate the Ness, right? Because it was long before the Ness. So there's a significance in Hadlokas HaNeiros itself. And the Hadlokas HaNeiros of the menorah was something that was under threat because of the Yavanu. When they came in, they had a specific intent to get rid of the Neiros. See that? But because we got back the Hadlokas HaNeiros, we celebrate by doing our own Hadlokas HaNeiros, which is a form of the Hadlokas HaNeiros in the Mikdosh. How do we know this? Well, we know that the Ran discusses the Shiloh of why we can't benefit from the Neiros Chanukah and Neiros Halal Kedushin. Ve'elon Rushus Lishtamish Bem Elon Erosim Bilvad. What's wrong with being Nena from Neiros Chanukah? Is that the Ran? The vote is because there's Eichel and Neiros Shabbat Mikdosh. And just as Neiros Shabbat Mikdosh, you can't have Anor, your Chanukah Lecht, you also can't have Anor. It's me'en the menorah of Mikdosh. On Friday afternoon of Chanukah, we all try to daven Mincha early. Why? Because that's the Seder of the Avodah, because Mincha represents the Korban Tomid Sheben Abai. And the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash came after the Korban Tomid. So it's appropriate to daven Mincha before you light your Neiros. Now, that only makes sense if your Neiros are Me'en, Neiros Mikdash. So then there's a Seder of Avodah, first the Tomid, Tomid Sheben Abai, and then the Neiros. Clearly again, the Neiros in our homes represent the Neiros of the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, Mefurish and the Ramban at the beginning of Ba'al Oischo. The Aaron HaKohen is told, don't worry about not having a part in the Chanukah Samizbeach. It's true. You didn't have a part in that. You've got something greater. What's greater than that? Ba'al Oischo San Neiros. Why is it any better? Because Neiros L'Olam. So the Ramban, beginning of Ba'al Oischo. Pshat in Neiros L'Olam means Ner Chanukah is a me'en of the Ner Mikdosh, and therefore this mitzvah of lighting Neiros in Beis HaMikdosh continues la'olam. So now if we want to appreciate the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros, we have to understand what Hadlokas Neiros means. What does a Ner represent? What was the Ner Mikdosh shayach to? And then we can have me'en that in our homes. Which is why there's such a focus on Limud HaTorah on Chanukah. It's not a freak thing, or because the Mashkiach wanted the Bachrim to be Mischazik and learning. It's because on Chanukah, we light our own menorah, our own me'en of the menorah's mikdosh. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdosh represent a Torah Shemal Peh. But if we're celebrating having the Neiros, we're celebrating having Torah Shemal Peh, of course there's going to be a focus on Neiros Shabbat Mikdosh. So we're still looking for the connection between the Halal Vedor and the Neiros. But we've got the first layer of our foundation, recognizing that there's something significant in there. We just have to work out what it is. To understand that, the Maral focuses on the mokim in the Beis HaMikdash that this nest took place. And it's not the Maral's chiddush. It's from Smuduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kishenichnesu Yevonim Lehechel, when the Yevonim entered the Heichel. It doesn't say the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichel. Now we know the Beis HaMikdash had three parts. But there was the actual building. Picture it in the Mishkan, maybe it's easier in the Mishkan. We all know there was the big chotzer, the big courtyard around the area. And then the Mishkan itself had two parts, the Kodesh Kodshim and the Kodesh, the Heichel. The corresponding parts in the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodshim, Heichel, and the Azorah around it. Three parts to the Kedusha. The Yevonim didn't enter the Beis HaMikdash. They entered the Heichel. And the Maral says that's because they sensed that they had some power over Heichel, and they had the ability to stop Klal Yisrael relating specifically to this part of the Beis HaMikdash. In Gematria, Heichel's Gematria is 65, Yovan's Gematria is 66, they felt that they had something that was over Heichel, greater than Heichel. Not the Kodesh Kodshim, not the Azorah, the Heichel. And we see that in the next stage of the Gemara. The next time, what does the Gemara say? Timu kol hashmanim sheva Heichel. First of all, the story as it's recorded in the Gemara is not what we were often taught in school, that the Yevonim came in, they kicked and they smashed and they made such a chrub, and there were a bunch of wild soldiers and they came. And obviously it was the first thing to break all the glass bottles. So at the end of it, there was no oil left. That's not what the Gemara says. Timu kol hashmanim sheva Heichel. First of all, they didn't vandalize it. They weren't breaking it. They were being metame, the shmonim, particularly the oil. And they weren't looking for oil stam, it was the oil sheva Heichel. There's a concept of Heichel, that centerpiece of the Beis HaMikdash. Shemen and menorah are part of the avodah of the Heichel. And the Yevonim sensed that if we're going to overcome the Jewish people, the only way we can do this, the only way we can have a nitzachon over Klal Yisrael, is through going into the Heichel and being metame, the shmonim, sheva Heichel. It was tight in that. So now we have to start thinking. That's just the background. There's a menorah. Our menorah is me'en, the menorah is mikdosh. We're lighting neiros. Neiros are part of the avodah that it's built on shemen. And we're talking about the shemen that's in the heichel. What is the heichel? What's the mashmos of the heichel? So the mefarshim, and Pashas Truma, Malbim, Gaon, talk about the fact, the fact that the Beis HaMikdosh and the Mishkan correspond to parts of a person. But even Kalali, a human being is three parts. We exist on three levels. We have our minds, our moyach, our rosh. Below that is the lev, the heart, seat of the emotions maybe. It's much more than that, but it's the lev. And beneath that is the physical part of the body, the digestive system, the legs, the part that is far more physical. And they correspond to three parts of a Yid's Avodah. Al Shlisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, Al Gemilas Chasadim, Different Pshatim, the Rishonim. One of the Pirushim is that these three mitzvahs are not random. They represent three different parts of a Yid's Avodah. Al HaTorah is the mind, thought process. Al HaAvodah is the lev. And Gemilas Chasadim, going out actually helping people, actually doing things in this world, that refers to the Olam HaMaisa, to the Maisa HaMitzvahs. Machshava, Lev, and Maisa. The fact that we need a mind and we need Machshava is very clear. Everybody understands that. You need to think. Our thought process happens in the mind. If the person doesn't have a head, which could copy in a bad way. All our aspirations and our inspiration all seems to come from the mind, from thinking about things. Everything's in the mind. Well, everything starts in the mind. Machshava does the ikar. Maisim, we all understand that thinking about things and not doing anything about it is not good enough. We have to have olam ha-mais, we have to do action, we have to take action, we have to make sure that things happen, we have to make sure that we do the mitzvahs properly, we have to make sure that we fulfill our responsibilities to others. That's olam ha-mais. The middle level is a little less clear. Who needs it? Why can't I have a Kodesh Kodshim? There are no rois, Kedushim. And I'll have an Azorah. the avodah of the Heichal is much less defined. The Lechem Aponim was there, Shulchan, the Keteris, and the Neiris. But it's much, as far as Kriches HaNefesh of an Adam, it's much less clear. In fact, I think many people are quite happy to function with just the Machshava and the Maisa. Emotions are, they get in the way, and they're just, get carried away. Who needs it? If you, the less emotion, the better. I think that's a motto that many people would ascribe to. Just as long as the thought process is clear, as long as you make sure that what needs to get done needs to get done, that's fine. Yes, yeah, sometimes the levy is considered because it's causing problems. Oh, that's when we have to talk about the levy. When there's too many emotions, problems. But who needs the levy? Oh, the truth is, the levy is much more than emotion. And if we think about it, and we look at life, we'll see the picture of just the mayach and maisa doesn't quite work. And there's two reasons why, two areas at least, where one sees that. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but maisa is about the physical world. And a person who's involved in maisa tends to get bogged down with the technicalities and involved in the very materialistic and physical side of things. There's no excitement, there's no inspiration until a person has a new asoga, has a new grasp, has a new vision of where things are going. But sometimes, a person knows what's right, but doesn't find themselves switched on and inspired. Do you relate to this? Do you connect to this at all? I know it's very important. I know the Talmud Torah connected Kulam. I've just learned all about the Cheshivas of Talmud Torah. But what do I want to do? What excites me? Lots of other things, but not Daf Gemara. The paper test, what we was talking about. Right, the paper test. You open a newspaper, you open a Gemara. I'm not asking which one you actually go to, and which one you actually sit down and spend your time on, but where do you feel yourself pulled? What attracts you? What interests you? So some people, Ta'akar Zeicha, a Gemara pulls them. But I think quite a lot of people would agree that although they know the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they don't find themselves pulled towards the Gemara as much as they're pulled to their favorite reading material. Well, what's happening? How come? I know what's right. I've got all the machshava. I've just been learning about the cheshivas. I just closed the sefer that was dealing with the cheshivas of Talmud. Doesn't seem to help. I know that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. No doubt about it. No machshava without suffix. I make decisions based on that. I make decisions of Ishtadlis and Bitochen based on the recognition that Rebbeinu Shem runs my life and everything happens because of what he decrees. I know there was a Rosh Hashanah and everything depends on the Sana Tekev. But when it comes to Ishtadlis, I'm drawn towards the Ishtadlis. I feel like I'm doing something worthwhile. It comes to Mincha, I'm Moisa Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shem. And I give up my Parnosa for Mincha. Well, I might be late for the doctor, but I'm Moisa Nefesh and I give up my health for my Mincha. I don't know, that doesn't quite add up. There seems to be some sort of cognitive dissonance here. On the one hand, I believe that mincha is more important than my appointment, that mincha makes more of a difference to my parnosa than my ishtadlis, but I don't feel that way. To get a connection to something, to get excited by something, machshava doesn't do it. Unless there's a deep inner connection to that thought process, what we call das. If there's das, if there's connection, if the thoughts have become meaningful, if the lave, which is the source of life, physically, it pumps the blood around the body, but spiritually, ki mimenu toitzo ischayim, if a person doesn't sense the lave, nothing, it won't be excited. And you know, it goes the other way around. That's trying to reach up from this world of practicality and action to the world of ideas and ideals, aspirations and inspirations that's in the mind. It goes the other way around as well. Sometimes my behavior isn't exactly what my mind dictates it should be. I'm doing things that I probably shouldn't, that I even know I shouldn't. But for the mind to control the guf, a person has to have connection, there has to be das. We need the middle level, because without that middle space, without connecting the mind and the action, then our life, our actions run off on their own. But a person who stops and thinks in the Olam HaMachshov, he's got a big problem. He's got somebody who's being very unfair to him. A person who's mistreating him. A person who's competing in a way that he considers unjust, unfair, and mamash not yosher. And so he thinks about the Sefer Chinuch. Oh, he remembers that everything's bashet. Nobody can do anything to David HaMelech, Harikim HaMalei Kalel. Everything's from the Rebbeinu, and he doesn't mind anymore. Yeah? Well, you can think about that from today to tomorrow. But the moment you meet that person, all of a sudden, the worst of your middos is suddenly aroused, and suddenly you, what happened? And a comment pops out, or an action part that you didn't believe you were capable of doing. What happened? Because the machshav is gewaldig. Yeah? The rosh is fantastic. But that's Esau's head. Esau always has a great head. That's not changing the odom. For the goof, for the middos to be changed, there has to be a chibur between Elyonim and Tachtonim. There has to be a chibur between the thought process and the actions. Between the world that I live and function in, the practical world, and that thought process. And that happens where there's das, where there's connection, where there's chibur, where there's heichel. The Maharal gives us a beautiful mashal. The Rebbeinu created the keach of ish. It's a remarkable power and is the ability to light things up. We used electric light, but if you didn't have electric light, this is the keach of he'orah. This is the keach of oirah. Oirah comes because the Rebbeinu created the keach of ish. So nerei the gezach. The problem is it needs fuel, right? You need to burn something. You need oil, right? If you light with oil on Hanukkah, you know that. You need oil. As long as there's oil, there'll be. That's how long your Hanukkah lechta are going to burn. On Friday night, make sure you add some oil so it burns a little longer. But if you have oil and a match, your menorah won't light, will it? Because the way the Rebbeinu created it is that fire and fuel don't meet. They need an intermediary. And the intermediary is the wick, the psilon. So you have the ner with the shemen inside, and you have the flame. You have the ner, the light. You have the shemen, but ner, right? The light and the shemen need the psilo to join them. And that is Odom. Nefesh, Rosh HaTevis, ner, psilo, shemen. And when we light the menorah, what we're signifying is that there's a hashpah ruchnis that comes from Lamailo, there's the keach of ish, and that we, with our shemen, and our moichin, can accept that through the psilo, through the chibur of das, of connection, because gambaloi das, nefesh loi toiv. Without das, the nefesh doesn't function. You don't have toiv, you don't have the connection, you don't have the flow. The avoid of Chanukah, the chidush of Chanukah, that we can bring dvarim elyonim, we can bring ruchnis into our lives, is only possible if we have a lave that is connected, that can go up and can go down, that can excite us, so that we raise ourselves up beyond the practical, technical existence that we seem to function in. That's one avoda. And at the same time, we don't get carried away. We also bring those thoughts and processes down into the halacha lemaisa, and we make sure we live according to those ideals. So the sfasemas, there's two avodas on Chanukah. Lahalil, halil is to get excited. It's about ness. It's about lemayla mederech hateva. It's about going beyond. That's the keach of halal. And hoidah, which is to be moida, to admit, to force yourself to fit into the Rabbeinu Shleilam's plan, that's hoidah. Halal is upwards, hoidah is downwards. Halal gets us excited, hoidah makes sure that we don't get carried away with our own agenda, and we limit our agenda to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. One's midas hava, one's midas yira. Bes Hillel say, count up. Bes Shammai say, count down, but when we put the two together, then we have avodah. And back to the first Gemara. If we want to have menorah, if we want to have a life where we have a nefesh, where we live a life of nefesh, not just a life of guf, a life where we connect between the machshava and the maisa, where we have ner, psilo, shemen, when we're alight, when we're alive, when we're excited, and at the same time, we're running our lives al pi Torah. You're not going to have a menorah unless you have yomim of halil v'hoidah. Every time we stop and we excite ourselves about avodas Hashem, we excite ourselves about the nisim, the keich of halil, and then we ensure that we have hoidah and we're moida and we recognize that we have to bend our will to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, putting the two together. When there's yomim of halil v'hoidah, then you're left with the true hadlakas aneirus and halichta yechalikah.
Excellent.